Canto 6, chapter 2, texts 14 and 15. And 15 is written on the board. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato Jayam Udirayet. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, one should first offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead Narayana, unto Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, Srila Vyasadeva, the author, Srila Prabhupada, translator, commentator, and our dear most spiritual master. So I'm going to read text 14 first. Sanketyam parihasyam va shtob. Is that one written here? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so there's an purport to 14, but the verse is written, so we'll read that, and then we'll read the verse in purport to 15. Excuse me. Sanketyam parihasyam va shtobham helanam eva va vaikunda nama grahanam visheshagha haram vidhu sanketyam parihasyam va sanketyam parihasyam va stobam helanam eva va stobam helanam eva va Vaikunta namagrahanam. Vaikunta namagrahanam. Ashesha gaharam vidu. Ashesha gaharam vidu. Sanketyam parihasyam va. Stovam helanam eva va. Vaikunta namagrahanam. Vishesha gaharam vidu sanketyam parihasyam va stobam helanam eva va vaikunta namagrahanam vishesha gaharam vidu. Sanketyam parihasyam va Stobam helanam eva va Vaikuntanam agrahanam Sheshagaharam vidvu Yetyam parihasyam va Stobam helanam eva va Vaikuntanam Sheshagaharam vidhu Sanketyam parihasyam va Stobam helanam eva va Vaikunta magrahanam Sheshagaharam vidhu Sanketyam parihasyam va Stobam helanam eva va Vikundanam agrahanam Vishesagaharam vidu Sanketyam parihasyam va Stobam helanam eva va Vaikuntagranahanam Vishesagaharam vidu Sanketyam Parihasyamba Stovam Helanamevava Gundanam Grahanam Asesha Gaharam Vidhu. Marijis. Sanketyam Parihasyamba Stovam Helanamevava Vaikuntanam Agrahanam Ashesha Gaharam Vibhu Sanketyam. As an assigning something. Parihasyam, jokingly. Va, or Stobham, as musical entertainment. Helanam, neglectfully. Eva, certainly. Va, or Vaikunta, of the Lord. Namagrahanam, chanting the holy name. Ashesha, unlimited. Agaharam, neutralizing the effect of sinful life. Viduhu, advanced transcendentalists know. Translation. One who chants the holy name of the Lord is immediately freed from the reactions of unlimited sins, even if he chants indirectly to indicate something else, jokingly, for musical entertainment, or even neglectfully. This is accepted by all the learned scholars of the scriptures. So you can repeat. One who chants the holy name of the Lord is immediately freed from the reactions of unlimited sins, even if he chants indirectly to indicate something else, jokingly, for musical entertainment, or even neglectfully. This is accepted by all the learned scholars of the scriptures. Text 15. As there's no purport to 14. Patita skalito bhagna sandashtas tapta ahata harir ityavashenaha pumanarhatiyatanaha. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. If one chants the holy name of Hari and then dies because of an accidental misfortune, such as falling from the top of a house, slipping and suffering broken bones while traveling on the road, being bitten by a serpent, being afflicted with pain and high fever, or being injured by a weapon, one is immediately absolved from having to enter hellish life, even though he is sinful. Srila Prabhupada's purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 8.6, yam yam vapi smaram bhavam tyajat yante kalevaram tam tam evaiti konteya saratad bhava bhavita. Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. If one practices chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, he is naturally expected to chant Hare Krishna when he meets with some accident. Even without such practice, however, if one somehow or other chants the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, when he meets with an accident and dies, he will be saved from hellish life after death. Oma jnana tamanandasya gananjana salakaya chakshurun militam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha. I was born in the darkest depths of ignorance, but by His causeless mercy, my eternal spiritual master, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, has forced my eyes open with the torchlight of knowledge. Therefore, I offer my most humble obeisances under His lotus feet. How can I ever forget His mercy upon me? So we're continuing here with the evidence by the Vishnu Dutas in this most amazing story of Ajameel. And as several devotees, I remember Mukundadat Prabhu specifically mentioning how the Acharyas have said that this story is particularly applicable in this age. Certainly hearing all these descriptions of the potency of the holy name of the Lord, so much evidence, it should certainly serve to increase our faith. Everything in our spiritual life depends so much upon the mercy of the Lord. Everything depends upon the mercy of the Lord. And because of our extreme disqualification in this age of Kali, therefore we've gotten a process which is so incredibly easy. Srila Prabhupada states that as much as there is degradation in this age, and as much as we are disqualified and it's so difficult to control the mind and practice any resemblance of spiritual practice in this age as we're done in bygone ages, simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, offenselessly, one can achieve all perfection. Of course, the Shastras state that Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhu Kabunaya Sravanari Sudichite Kare Udaya, that pure love for Krishna is eternally established in the hearts of all living entities. It's not something to be gained from another source. When the heart is purified by hearing and chanting, the living entity naturally awakens. Since Krishna consciousness is inherent in every living entity, everyone should be given the chance to hear about Krishna, Srila Prabhupada says. Simply by hearing and chanting, one's heart is directly purified and one's original Krishna consciousness is immediately awakened. And this process is so nice because Krishna is unlimitedly merciful to the conditioned living entities in this material world. And why is that? He's enjoying in the spiritual planets with his eternal friends, all his devotees there. And the material world is situated far, far removed from the spiritual world. Why is the Lord so concerned with the plight of us conditioned souls way out here in the material world? He's of course concerned because, as explained, all the living beings, Krishna has expanded the jiva tattvas so that he can enjoy unlimitedly. And so therefore, Krishna comes himself as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach us this such an easy process of chanting. Not only does he come to teach us the process, but he comes himself as a devotee to take part in the process. This process of devotional service is so nice that and is so relishable that God himself comes to try to experience how much his devotees are experiencing through that relationship, through that service mentality. So the process is actually so easy, and the essence of why it is so easy is, as it's explained in this verse, is because our Krishna consciousness is already within the heart. Our eternal relationship with Krishna is within their heart, our heart. And therefore, as we practice, gradually, as we go on with this process of Krishna consciousness, gradually we develop our spontaneous love. In the beginning, we follow the rules and regulations of sadhana bhakti. And it's somewhat hackneyed, getting up in the morning and taking a shower, doing our duties, whatever they may be in our Krishna conscious day. And yet, as explained, the process is already within our heart. So as we go on, if we're very careful to chant the holy names of the Lord, that is one of the recommendations by Srila Haridas Thakur, that one should carefully chant the holy names of the Lord. Actually, the Rupa Goswami says that. We should carefully chant the holy names of the Lord. Careful means we should chant understanding our position and the position of the Supreme Lord, whose name we're chanting and who is giving us the mercy, so we can actually develop a spontaneous attraction for that name. And as we go on in our devotional service, then gradually it becomes spontaneous. And Srila Prabhupada explains that one starts decorating the deity in different ways and doing his service in such a way that spontaneously he becomes attracted to serving the Lord in a certain way. And then gradually, as our Krishna consciousness develops and we guard against offenses against the devotees and offenses against the holy name, and we can understand by the symptom of our level of Krishna conscious development if we are committing offenses while we're chanting, if we don't experience trembling in our body and tears flowing from our eyes and a spontaneous attraction to serve Krishna, then we can understand we have some ways to go. And but the process is so nice and is so easy to perform that, as Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, simply a slight endeavor in this process can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear. And of course, this most dangerous type of fear is perfectly exemplified by Ajamil, who offenselessly, because he chanted the name of Narayana, not to counteract his offenses. It's interesting, actually, Srila Prabhupada explains that he didn't even know that he was sinful, because he was so absorbed in the mode of ignorance, he wasn't actually considering. He had forgotten totally his former spiritual life. And he was completely absorbed in materialistic life. And of course, he was just calling it out of affection for his son, out of fear, like that. And so it's also significant. I keep in my mind, it seems very significant how, you know, Ajamil got the opportunity and got his second chance because he did name his son Narayana. I mean, if he had not had the opportunity of being brought up in the Vedic culture and having the opportunity of following the principles of a brahmacharya and you know, being in a Vedic culture, if he hadn't named his son a name of Krishna, then what would be his opportunity at the point of death to be saved? It was such a incredibly fortunate situation. So there's different important points to be understood here. Of course, is brought out in this verses. The holy name of the Lord is so incredibly potent that even a dim reflection of a holy name can bestow upon one all perfection, which, you know, in our material calculated mind is impossible to understand. But if we can, you know, extend the understanding that God is a person, and therefore, because He is a complete absolute person, as stated in Shastra, everything directly connected with Him, such as His name, fame, form, pastimes, have the same exact potency as Him. Therefore, when the name of Krishna is chanted, Krishna is personally there. And He says, because this person has chanted my name, therefore it is my duty to give him all protection. So what kind of a person, what kind of a magnanimous person is this? Vaisheshika Prabhu gave a nice class once up in San Jose, I remember. He was saying how God is a person. And because He's a person, He becomes attracted when one chants His name. Just like if someone chants our name and says, oh, Svabhasava, oh, Vijay Prabhu, oh, Archivachita Prabhu. We immediately lend our ear and say, oh, he's chanting my name. What's he saying? What's immediately the enjoyment that's there in that personal relationship becomes awakened. And so how much then we can understand how Krishna, being the Supreme Person and being completely, absolutely spiritual, what there is in that, how sweet it is in Krishna's mind when we actually chant His name, and how merciful He becomes towards Him. So I wanted to take a little time out today in class to mention something that in my mind has been a recurring theme here. And as I mentioned, the potency of and the power of having the Vedic culture established, and how when within the Vedic culture there are so many checks and balances, and the opportunity to remember Krishna is there. Srila Prabhupada, of course, said many different things in terms of Varnashram Dharma. He said things to the effect that it's practically impossible to establish Varnashram Dharma. But Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, and then Srila Prabhupada also have commented on how important it is to establish Varnashram Dharma. Because within the system of Varnashram Dharma, everyone is given a chance ultimately to remember Krishna at the point of death. This is Daivi Varnashram. This is the purpose of Krishna consciousness, and also the purpose of this Daivi Varnashram. There's a nice verse, just something Srila Prabhupada has said. And so if you bear with me, I'll read a few things here. So Prabhupada says, in order to rectify this world situation, all people should be trained in Krishna consciousness and act in accordance with the Varnashram system. The state should also see that the people are engaged in satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the primary duty of the state. The Krishna consciousness movement was started to convince the general populace to adopt the best process by which to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead and thus solve all problems. Because there is no institution to teach people how to become brahmanas, kshatriyas, vaishyas, and shudras, or brahmacharyas, grihasthas, vanaprasthas, and sannyasis, these demons want a classless society. This is resulting in chaotic conditions. In the name of secular government, unqualified people are taking the supreme governmental posts. No one is being trained to act according to the principles of Varnashram Dharma, and thus people are becoming increasingly degraded and headed for the direction of animal life. The real aim of life is liberation, but unfortunately the opportunity of liberation is being denied to people in general, and therefore their human lives are being spoiled. The Krishna consciousness movement, however, is being propagated all over the world to establish Vanashram Dharma system and thus save human society from gliding down to hellish life. Before coming to the standard of Vanashram Dharma, there is no question of human civilization. Thus, the Krishna Consciousness Movement is trying to establish this right system of human civilization, which is known as Krishna Consciousness or Daivi Varnashram, Divine Culture. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter, Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport that the saner section of people know it well. The divisions of caste and orders of life are meant for smooth social intercourse and high-thinking self-realization, and not for any other purpose. And this is an excerpt from Srila Prabhupada where he says, from a conversation, Srila Prabhupada says, Vaishnava is not so easy. The Vanashram Dharma should be established to become a Vaishnava. It is not so easy to become Vaishnava. Harisari, Prabhu. No, it's not a cheap thing. Prabhupada, yes. Therefore, this should be made. Vaishnava, to become Vaishnava is not so easy. If Vaishnava, to become Vaishnava is so easy, why so many fall down? It is not easy. That's from a room conversation in Mayapur, 1977. Srila Prabhupada, from a lecture in Mayapur, 1974, he says, actually, a Vaishnava is above this Vanashram Dharma. But we don't claim that we have become perfect Vaishnava. We are not so impudent. This is a very important point Prabhupada makes here, that we can understand the actual purpose, why Vanashram, institution of Vanashram is important. So listen carefully. So the Prabhupada says, in big scale, you cannot make all of them as brahmanas or sannyasis. No, that is not possible. This is a small scale. How many percentage of people of the world we are controlling? Very insignificant. But if you want to make the whole human society perfect, then this Krishna consciousness movement should be introduced according to Krishna's instruction. If you want to do it in a large scale for the benefit of the whole human society. Now we are picking up some of them best. That is another thing. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, para upakar, why a certain section should be picked up. The whole mass of people will get the benefit of it. Then it is required, systematic. Svesve karmanya birata sanksidim labate nara. Para upakar means mass benefit, not there is certain section. Then we have to introduce this Vanashram Dharma. It must be done perfectly, and it is possible, and people will be happy. That's a room conversation in Mayapur, February 1977. From a lecture in Bombay, March 71. As far as we are concerned, we are trying to establish Vanashram Dharma as it is instructed by the Goswamis, by Hari Bhakti Vilas, by our spiritual master. May not be very perfect, but we are trying our best to introduce this Vanashram Dharma. Okay, now I want to go about up to a few things Srila Prabhupada says about farms and how farms factor into the whole thing. In a letter to the Govardhan Farm in 1977, Srila Prabhupada says, this is the next aspect of Krishna consciousness which I wish to push forward. If I am able to travel again, then I shall visit the farms and make them perfect. On these farms, we can demonstrate the full Vanashram system. If these farms become successful, then the whole world will be enveloped by Krishna consciousness. Okay, and this is the last thing here. And this is an amazing conversation between Prabhupada and different disciples on a train to Allahabad in 1977. So just bear with me a few more minutes here. Srila Prabhupada, and if people become localized, oh, and I want to mention before actually I read this, that there's a very, quite a well-known economist named Jeff Rubin, and he was he's quite well known. He worked for the government for a number of years. He wrote a book called your world is about to get a lot smaller. And he states that the global economy is about moving things around from places where we can make them the cheapest to places where we can sell them for the most money. He says that distance will cost money is the mantra of the new local economies that will emerge from the ashes of globalization. He says that, in his opinion anyway, that peak oil we reached in about 2005. Now it's 2010. And he thinks, in his educated opinion, that very quickly gas prices are going to go up to about $7 a gallon. And when they do, according to him and many other economists, our life as we know it is going to change. So back to Srila Prabhupada, who is Trikalagya. He knew what the future would hold. Srila Prabhupada. And if people become localized, then this traffic will be very little. Just like I am trying to organize the farm. If people do not come out of home, then this system, he's talking about the materialistic system, will be obsolete. There will be no more department. They have created hundreds. They do not know how to manage it. For livelihood, they have gone to Bombay, and therefore they require so many local trains. But if they are localized, they can get their livelihood locally. There is no question of all these, Rameshwar. Localization is possible in India, but not in America. Srila Prabhupada, why? Rameshwar, the American people consider it backwards. Srila Prabhupada, that has to be educated. That backward is real life. Prabhupada, no, America is not. I'm talking of indistinct. The class who will guide the aim of life, Brahmana class, and a class that will give them protection from the injuries of others, Kshatriya class. Then the next class, food producing men, they do not require, he's talking about education. Actually, only Brahmanas, they require education. All others, they will simply see and learn. So little education is required. That you can learn by hearing only. That's all. Suppose a Brahmana class says that this is good, this is bad. So you hear and accept. It doesn't require to go to school and college. So education will be simplified. It has become now very much complicated. Hari Sari Prabhu. We have to make them devotees. Rameshwar. But can all the masses of people become devotees? Srila Prabhupada, oh yes. 100% devotees by this process. Ask them to chant and take prasad. Now we have come to the open field. How it is nice. So long we were passing through that congested areas. Hellish, simply hellish. And now there is open space. How it is nice. Hari Sari. To enter a city is so imposing on your consciousness. Prabhupada, up to that point, simply rubbish. All papers thrown here and there. People are living in, now here, see how it is open and pleasing. Organize this farm project. Farm. Hari Sari. And this is a kind of a break and a little further down. He says, he's just saying that in the West, one requires a great deal of capital. To start a farm, to get the land, you require a lot of money. And land is very expensive. And also we have to use modern farming techniques because we have so few men to run the farms. Prabhupada, no, you show example. People will do automatically. When the people find it is very nice, they will take. Hari Sari. This is quite interesting. He says, should we try to make an effort to have our householders go and live on the farms? Special effort, if it's ready to do that? Srila Prabhupada, why householders? Everyone. Rameshwar, in America there is a very big emphasis on getting people to join us by moving into our temples. The temple presidents are very eager to get as many people to move in as possible. But in the long run, most people cannot come up to the standard. Srila Prabhupada, therefore, I am advocating farms. Rameshwar, so they have to be encouraged to have a little bit of Krishna consciousness in their own home, make their home a temple. Srila Prabhupada, no. Let them go to the farm, New Vrindavan. Rameshwar, many people, most people in the world, they are Grihamedis. They cannot give it up so easily. Prabhupada, no, you remain. come here with your wife and children, you remain Grihamedi. Rameshwar. Rameshwar. But what for those people who already have their jobs instead of Srila Prabhupada? That job, they will soon, very soon be jobless. Don't worry. Srila Prabhupada laughs. They will come. He said, they will be obliged to come. Now they have got job, but as the days are advancing in Kali Yuga, they'll be jobless. Hari Sari. So we can expect the material conditions are going to become very much worse than this. Srila Prabhupada, they may come or not come. We don't care for it. Let us establish an idealist society. Jagadish. If someone who is well off wants to become a devotee, shall we encourage him to give up all of his material well-being? Or shall we ask him instead to put a temple in his house and encourage him to make his house into a temple and make his whole family Krishna conscious? Srila Prabhupada, and what is your material well-being? Everyone is going 100 miles for well-being. Is that well-being? Either they may go by motor car or by train, and as soon as there is what is called bottleneck, they become very much disturbed. How to go to the office? Where is the well-being? Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. So I don't know if we have any time for questions. Jai Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. That is the question.